Waste Not by Matt Cowens. Is it safe? Professor Bradbury chuckled and waved a dismissive hand at the crowd of reporters. He was wearing a lab coat at the request of one of the networks. Apparently, it would help people understand the story on the news if he wore a white coat and glasses. "This is the safest source of power mankind has ever known," the professor said reassuringly. His voice carried the honeyed wisdom of experience and humility, and he patted the lectern behind which he stood affectionately, his delicate fingers brushing the antique oak fondly. "But what about long-term effects, byproducts? You claim this device can power an entire nation, but surely there will be a cost." Professor Bradbury sought out the source of the question. A young blonde woman in the front row was staring at him earnestly. "My own home, this facility, half this town has been powered by my device for years now. It's perfectly safe. We're ready to go citywide. I've made my research available to anyone who's asked. I'm keeping no secrets." There was a commotion at the far end of the room as a bearded, long-haired man in a tan jumpsuit forced his way through the door and barreled through the gathered journalists. He was large, at least 6.5 feet tall, and he was powerfully built. A slight woman with dark hair followed close behind him. They were both scowling. "Bradbury! You cannot switch on this device!" the man bellowed as he reached the front of the crowd. The room, a storage area that had been set-dressed to look like a science lab, reverberated with the force of his voice. "Vonnegut," the professor muttered, shaking his head sadly. He tried to ignore the huge figure in front of him, continued to address the press. "An old associate, one fired from this project years ago. Obviously still bitter." The professor mimed a drinking motion, stabbed an accusatory thumb at the seething giant. If the press thought he was an alcoholic, he probably wouldn't get a soundbite on the evening news. There was a flurry of questions too jumbled to make out, before the woman started to speak. She spoke softly, slipping out from behind Vonnegut and somehow silencing the press with a languid gesture. "We know, Professor. We know where the byproducts go." She fixed him with her piercing green eyes, and the professor knew instantly that she was telling the truth. What's more, she was prepared to share that truth with the world. "It's as it must be," he said slowly, trying to think how best to spin the situation. "We need the power as a species." She laughed, and he felt the words dry up in his throat. Her eyes were intense, overpowering. "It's a temporal anomaly, but it works in our favour," he went on, feeling increasingly uncomfortable. "We need the energy, and history shows us it worked." "You are stealing the Earth's heat," the woman said softly. "You're stealing the past's heat to power our televisions. You are causing the Ice Age, Professor." Half the cameras were turned on the woman, the other half on the professor. He looked around nervously, glanced down at the switch. "We need the power. The Earth already survived the Ice Age. Where's the problem?" "You're about to kill the dinosaurs, Professor." The assembled press seized on this small, comprehensible fact and launched into a barrage of questions. Flustered, the professor tore his eyes away from the woman, flicked the remote switch triumphantly, and heard the gentle hum of the temporal energy diversion device becoming fully operational. "Screw the dinosaurs," he said flatly. "This press conference is over."